If you didn't catch VSiN last week, here's some of what you missed.
Right. And what do you do again?
Yeah. What do you do?
Oh, that one's going to come back and haunt me. That one's going to get me right there.
What you think of the hype man Saturday? Derek Stevens is doing, Paulie, because I've been down there a lot gambling. He's been doing hype man tryouts, and he had a guy come in and audition.
He was ultra annoying, but he was funny. And that's exactly what she said. Because
I stopped playing. I couldn't hit anything.
Do you know who the guy was?
No, I forgot his name.
He was yelling the whole time, "Here we go, Paulie!" It's like that.
I'd have him hit the button if I got dealt three of a kind and try to get some, like eight times I got dealt three of a kind. I couldn't get it. I wanted to call gaming.
Get him on the horn.
Yeah, come on.
It's got to be like the PGA, right? I think there's a problem with his machine, guys. Can you come down here and look at this?
It's too good to be true. I got the hype man there. Everyone's gathered around. I couldn't get a four of a kind. I was playing $2 as well. Then she starts playing and he's like, "All right, she's got two queens, a queen for a queen."
He was funny.
He's yelling.
The implications of the injuries to Ben Roethlisberger and Drew Brees, namely on not the guys that are replacing them, but the implication on all the skill position players around them for both the Steelers and the Saints.
The ripple effects are pretty heavy waves. You drafted Juju Smith-Schuster as a wide receiver one. I don't know that you're playing him this week. At this point, he's a wide receiver 2/3/flex, and you got to see if Rudolph's got anything. Let's remember the Steelers trended down at the end of last season, and they're still trending that way. I don't know if Mike Tomlin can coach a bad team. There are just some coaches that some would say Mike Tomlin can't coach a good team. I would say that about the playoffs, but I don't know if Mike Tomlin can coach up a bad team that doesn't have a star quarterback, he doesn't anymore. Doesn't have a star running back, he doesn't anymore. Doesn't have a big-time star, number one established wide receiver, he doesn't anymore. I like Juju too, but you drafted him as a wide receiver one. I don't know if you're playing him this week. You drafted Connor as RB1/2. I don't know if you're playing him this week. As far as New Orleans is concerned, I think Michael Thomas at this point, you got to consider him a wide receiver two. Until we see how Peyton is going to coach up the quarterback position. You know, he's going back to the Landry days of Morton Staubach, apparently, for this upcoming game. And he's going to use Hill in certain situations and Bridgewater and others. Now, he's got to be careful. Now, Peyton knows more about football, I hope I'm okay saying this, Gil, than you and me times 100. Mm-hmm. But okay. If it's that predictable that Hill is in not to throw and Bridgewater is in to throw, most defenses are going to catch on to that.